This is KCUR 89.3. If you're a parent with a young child, especially one not yet in kindergarten, it can be hard to imagine taking them to a classical music concert. No talking, listening quietly, sitting still, and not kicking the seat in front of you. This goes on for more than an hour. The Kansas City Symphony is breaking down some of those perceived barriers with outreach to a very young audience. KCUR's Laura Spencer brings us this audio postcard.
We're inside Helzberg Hall in the Kauffman Center, and it's just after 10 on a Saturday morning. About 50 people are on the stage. There's a dad standing, holding a baby. A girl in a pink tutu sits in her mom's lap, and there's a squirmy toddler hopping up and circling around his parents. And in the middle of it all, there's a string quartet of Kansas City Symphony musicians. Stephanie Brimhall is the symphony's education manager. Brimhall has spearheaded this program. It's called Petite Performances, and it invites young listeners to experience classical music, and they're very young, babies up to age 6. Of course, with an adult or two, and it's only about $5. Stephanie Brimhall has 2 kids of her own.
In planning this program, I was constantly asking myself, what could my kids do? Because they were kind of on the early end and the late end. And there's a big difference between 1 and 5. So thinking about different ways we needed to approach it to make sure that everybody had a positive experience.
What's key for this age group, she says, is giving them options to move, to dance, to sway, to clap, and to be vocal. Brimhall says being close to the musicians on stage creates a connection.
The stage itself is also an instrument itself. It vibrates and it moves, and so being able to kind of feel that and actually feel what the musicians are doing as well as hear and see what they're doing, it makes a big difference.
Jennifer Richardson plays viola, and she helped arrange some of the nursery rhymes for the quartet.
It's really fun watching the kids recognize pieces versus just listen to something. And then it's also interesting to watch how they engage with each piece.
And there's a different dynamic for a musician when the audience is mostly children.
It's less pressure and more pressure because you want them to have a good experience and enjoy themselves, and they don't know what's going to happen. You want to present something that's exceptional.
The performance winds down after about 30 minutes, and then there's the instrument petting zoo. Children cluster around tables to play cymbals, drums, a violin, a cello, and wind chimes.
And my name is Sarah, and that's my little boy, Braden.
Sarah McDonald grew up playing the violin and the cello and brought her 3-year-old.
This is his first time here, and he loved it. Like, he was impressed from the minute we hit the parking garage to the, you know, how tall and how much echo there is in the lobby and everything.
Kathleen Sasoff and her husband, Pat, stopped to talk with their 2 daughters, Alana, about 10 months, and Reagan, who's almost 3.
It's kind of amazing. Once they started playing the instruments, everyone stopped wiggling, everybody was ready to listen.
Stephanie Brimhall of the Symphony says it's always a learning process, but she looks at it as a responsibility to provide this kind of musical experience. And she's working on ideas to tweak the next performances in May to keep all ages engaged. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
For photos and more about the Kansas City Symphony's Petite Performances series, check our website at kcur.org/arts.